Phone Vice Speaks, episode 701, Not About Neutrality.
One of the things I noticed when I was in South Africa was one of the local telecoms, and I can't remember which one now. It's not really that important. But one of them was advertising as part of their service, free WhatsApp service, right? And this is vaguely similar to what T-Mobile has done with their music freedom thing, where they exempt a certain number of streaming music services from data cap usage, and this carrier, whoever it was, basically did the same thing for WhatsApp, and this is a trend apparently in countries where people aren't aren't spending a lot of money on their services. They're trying to get more usage, and that's one way to do it is to give away certain services. And so rather than trying to prevent people from using these over the top services that erode their SMS usage and stuff, they're embracing it and saying, hey, let's bring it on. Let's go ahead and encourage use of these over the top services, because that'll get them to a point where they can actually, they'll maybe spend money on a smartphone and actually, start using data and start, it's almost like a free taste of, data services or whatever, I think is the way I look at it. So, it's interesting, and that comes into the net neutrality debate as well. T-Mobile, speaking of that, right? T-Mobile has come out against, President Obama's declaration that, the FCC should really fix, net neutrality under, using Title II, rather than, Section 706 or whatever it was, that the courts already threw out and said, the FCC can't regulate, internet service providers that way. this whole thing's crazy, but of course, every other cell phone carrier has come out, and basically even smaller ones have come out and said, yeah, we don't really want to be regulated under Title II. Although, but the real issue is not really, is not that kind of a regulation even. It's actually really about, the fact that there's no competition. I've said this before, if there was actual competition for real high-speed broadband, how many choices do you have where you can get a larger than 25 megabit connection, and if you can say legitimately say that you can get more than one of those, then there's competition. If you can't say that, then no matter how many other options there are, then it doesn't really matter. You basically have no choice, because why wouldn't you get a faster connection? I mean, unless you couldn't afford it for some reason, maybe you get then you get the slower one. But this is the problem we have, and there was a time, back more than 10 years ago, you could actually, when DSL was still the predominant way to get internet access, and there used to be a lot of different options for DSL. And over time, that a lot of those choices became less and less, because they basically said, those rules that we put in place to allow that, we're not going to enforce them anymore. And so, so that pretty much shut down most of the DSL options. There's a couple, that are still around, like SonicNet, and SonicNet. Their CEO has come out and said, that is the real problem, right? Is that we need to enforce, unbundled networking stuff. But of course the laws were, written for phone service and not written for, cable service, right? So, and that would actually solve a lot of issues, right? If the providers of this internet access, were forced to unbundle and provide it at, wholesale prices or whatever, that would solve some issues, right? I mean, it's not just that, the last mile connection, but actually the, dark fiber to the, to those places as well, so that they can provide their own bandwidth. If you think about it, that's a potential solution to this too. But I mean, bottom line is that, over the top services, they're being embraced in other countries. They're maybe not being embraced here in the States. We still have net neutrality issues. And the only reason it's even coming up is because there's no competition. And so this is the state of affairs with the internet in the United States, at least.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.